Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Switching gears this morning on the show, it's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. We have a special guest in studio who is also wearing a pink wig, just like I am, because the Susan G. Komen big wig campaign is going on. I know Radar...
I feel left out.
...was like, where's my pink wig? But I want to welcome to the show... friend of the show, Marissa Geist, who we've had on before talking about breast cancer awareness when it comes to women's health. And you were a big wig last year with Susan G. Komen. This year, I'm part of the campaign. We're trying to do fundraising for Susan G. Komen and an organization that's very near and dear to my heart. And I know our station is very passionate about working with Susan G. Komen. But Marissa, you have such an inspiring and incredible story. Also, you are a breast cancer survivor.
I am.
Can you share with everyone, I know you've been public about this before, a little bit about your journey and what happened and what your story is?
Sure, I would love to. And thanks for having me on again. I'm always excited
to see you. Yay, we love having you in the studio.
Absolutely.
You look great in the pink wig, by the way.
Oh, thank you. As do you.
Thank you. I know it's the days you don't have to do your hair when you're rocking the wig.
It's a good alternative to a blowout. So my story, I've shared this publicly because I think it's so important to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. I actually found out that I had... stage zero breast cancer with my very first mammogram. And it was back actually during COVID time. And I travel a lot for work and I tend to push off my appointments because things get hectic or I reschedule. And in COVID, if you might remember, it seems like a long time ago, but there was no place to go.
Right.
So I kept my appointment, and good thing that I did, because I went in. I had no knowledge of a history. I had no warning signs. I had nothing. I just went in for my very first mammogram, and they found something on the scan. I went back for a biopsy. I ended up having genetic testing, and I found out I was BRCA2 positive and HERS2 negative. So I ended up having to have way more surgery just as a preventative measure.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Now, Elizabeth, you had that test too, and how is this? Is it different?
Well, I'm not HER2 positive, but we're BRCA buddies. We're both BRCA2 positive, which means our risks are definitely higher because we have this gene mutation. And good thing
catch up and learn here.
You went through all of that other testing to find that out.
Right.
I did. Yeah, and they told me that I had it was just incredibly likely for me to have more breast cancer in future. But then I had over 40% chance of getting ovarian cancer some of the other cancers. So then it was, you know, it was early in my 40s, so I have 4 kids.
You have your whole life ahead of you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I did not want to keep wondering about it. So luckily, I went to Fratert. I just absolutely want to give a shout out to the care team at Fratert.
Yes.
They were amazing. And thank you. Dr. Kong and the whole team, amazing, great integrated care. So they took care of me for about 7 months while I went through the journey. But it was you know, it was proactive and it was only on my first, very first mammogram. So
how about that? You're not even expecting that. You're just thinking, okay, I'm young. I'm in my early 40s. I'm going in for this routine mammogram, which is so important for women to keep up with those appointments. You're a busy woman with your career, with your four kids. Like you said, it's easy to just put it off. Yep. And honestly, anytime we talk about this on the radio, there is always at least a handful of women that reach out and say, I needed to hear this today because I need to schedule my mammogram.
Schedule it, keep it. And then,
or like Marissa, like you said, you're like, oh, I'm busy, I'm doing this. I'll get there. Yes. But you got to find time.
You make time. And nobody wants to go to a mammogram. It is not something you look forward to on your calendar. So just go. And I know sometimes it's really intimidating. You're worried about what you're going to hear, what you're going to find. But early detection and early awareness is so key. And even on my journey, even with all the advancements in technology and the testing, I went and I ended up having a double mastectomy because the risk was so high and they found two other cancer sites. So even though...
I didn't know that part of your story.
Yeah, so even though the technology is so good, and trust me, when I look at those, it's sort of like when I had the babies and you'd look at the ultrasound in the early weeks and they're like, look at the baby. Looks like nothing to me. On the mammogram, the person was like, you see this? No, I have no idea what you're... They could spot these little microscopic, but even with that, they couldn't find everything. So it's keep your appointments, go back, make sure you're on top of it, make sure you don't delay, make sure you get the testing and get the consults that are important to you and seek a second opinion. I've had friends that have been misdiagnosed, have been felt unheard at the doctor's office or in a care situation. One doctor says something, another doctor says something else. Be your own health advocate and make sure you get all the information and care you need.
Something you had to do is get a second opinion or no? Not for you, but you are just telling other people, hey, if you're not hearing, you know, the full story, go get a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with that.
Trust your gut. If something feels off, go get another opinion. And I actually, just because I had so many care team members by the end at Frederick, I had four doctors. So, you know, having four doctors all align on a viewpoint, it made me have good comfort that I didn't need to go get a second opinion. And with the genetic testing, too, it was a pretty clear path that I needed to do.
Yes, the answers were clear. Yeah. The numbers don't lie, which is what I felt like when I was going through all of the testing as well. These numbers are there for a reason. Yeah. And breast cancer is in our family. And as four women were diagnosed in 4 years, it was overwhelming. Young women, it's a lot. And that's why I'm honored to be one of the pink big wig ambassadors going around town wearing the pink wig, raising awareness, but also raising funds for Susan G. Komen that do help provide research, resources, and funding for women that can't afford to get mammograms or get those breast MRIs. I mean, they are on the front lines when it comes to breast health for women. So I also want to mention here with this fundraising effort, there is an anonymous mixed listener.
Wait a minute.
An anonymous mixed listener.
Okay.
That is putting a challenge out today. A match challenge. If we can get 50 people to donate $10 or 25 people to donate $20, this anonymous mixed listener will match $500 today.
All right,
in donation efforts. So if you want to donate to the cause, you can go to 991themix.com, The Mix Facebook page, facebook.com/991themix, The Mix Instagram. If you go there, it's pinned right up to the top. You can see exactly where to donate. Because again, if you can donate $10, that'd be greatly appreciated. Right now, when it comes to the fundraising, because I'm competing with all these other people for fundraising here, I'm at $3,226.
Let's go. We needed more though, right?
The goal is $5,000.
Let's go.
Every little bit will help. But these conversations are important, and these conversations are life-saving. I mean, I always tell people, don't be afraid of information. It could save your life, as much as these appointments may be hard to do and questions that may be hard to ask. But Marissa, what did you learn through your cancer journey? Because you are definitely a different person now than you were before that diagnosis, no doubt.
It definitely changes you when you hear the word cancer. It shocks your whole family. It shocks your support system. When I think about the difference, I am much more proactive now, making sure that all of us get screened, take care of our health, and then just live in the moment. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You never know how long. My journey ended up being about a year of just surgeries and ended up septic. It was awful. It was a mess. I mean, that was a lesson learned. Slow down. Take care of yourself. You can't just power through. Rely on your friends. But honestly, in the journey, I found out I have so many supporters, so many friends, such a huge network. The food train alone, I had meals for weeks in our freezer. We had so many people coming out of the woodwork. But the biggest thing I learned is how many women this affects. Stories after story, I think 15 years ago, people didn't talk about it unless it was a really severe case. One in four women are affected by this, which means that one in four families are affected by this. So it's so prevalent, and it isn't as scary as it used to be, but certainly we need funding for research to even make it that much better. My treatment, your diagnosis, all that genetic testing 15 years ago, that was not even available.
Unheard of. Wow. Unheard of. Because there are women that I've talked to now whose family members that had breast cancer, for whatever reason, not necessarily because of breast cancer, are no longer here. So they can't do that genetic testing to find out, did they have it, did they not? Which is why I often say to people, talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor about genetic testing. And I've even heard that in 10 years from now, this is going to be standard. That when babies are born, they're going to do this testing for you to know where you're at and what your risks
are. And why wouldn't you? You want to be able to nip this earlier.
Information is life-saving.
Yes,
it is. It is. And I tell that to people. Don't be afraid of the information.
And now, the people in your family, Elizabeth, I know that there have been some that went to get tested, some tested negative for the BRCA2.
You have a 50-50 chance of having if it's in your family.
Right. And Marissa, is that like that in your family, or have people been tested in your family too?
So I'm also adopted, which was a fun twist. So I didn't have a ton of genetic history when I embarked on this journey.
Sure.
I ended up finding out my birth family, and none of them on my mother's side have the BRCA gene. So it's from my birth father's side of the family.
Which
most
likely. And ours came from our father also. A lot of people assume they're like, oh, it's your mom. No, this came from my dad's side of the family.
No. So I know a lot of people don't know a ton about their family history. I mean, my husband thought he was Irish till he was 30. So they were not talking about medical history.
Well, on St. Patty's Day,
everybody's Irish then.
So, you know, a lot of people don't even talk about it, or nobody even knew the underlying causes. So no one in my family, genetically or adoptively, has the gene that we know of to date. But my kids will get tested, even though they're boys.
Sure.
You can still carry it as a boy, and you can still get breast cancer as a man.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, like it coming from the father in your life, this came from our dad.
And so passed down.
Men
passed
can have that gene mutation as well, which is why these conversations are so important. And if you're just joining us, this is Marissa Geist, longtime friend of the show. You might know her from Cielo, that have been partners with ours for years here on the radio station. She was a Susan G. Komen big wig ambassador last year, rocking the pink wig, wearing it now. And I've got the pink wig on here in studio because when you wear this pink wig around town, people ask.
People do ask, yes.
Did you have people come up to you and say, oh, why are you wearing that? What's with your hair?
They did. And I wore it to a board meeting, so that was interesting. We got a picture with the board team members.
Love your hair.
Yes, it is. It is a look I have never embarked on in my actual life, long pink locks. But it's so great to just raise awareness. I think Susan G. Komen has done so much for just the awareness of talking about breast cancer, having the pink ribbon. I mean, just awareness will save lives. Awareness will potentially save a loved one or make a journey so much easier because you catch it so much.
That knowledge.
And you're not alone.
No.
As lonely as that experience can feel, there is support. There is an organization that is there for you to back you. And there are women like Marissa, women like myself. I always say this when we have these conversations on the air. Reach out. I would love to direct you to the right people. I can chat with my own experience. But there's this community, and it's important to talk about it. Again, you're such a busy woman. Thank you for taking the time to come in here and hopefully encourage women, because women will hear this. Men too. Know your risks. Talk to your doctor. Be your own advocate. And ladies, get those mammograms, breast MRIs, self breast exams. And that way, you know, if you keep up with that, if something feels off, maybe I should talk to my doctor.
And Marissa made time to come in here and let you all know. So now you can make time. Find that time. You don't say, like you were saying, Marissa, just put it off, put it off.
Don't put it off. Don't put it off. And donate to Elizabeth's campaign.
Let's go.
We want to make her a winner.
Right.
Facebook.com/991TheMix. I'll have this up on my story as well. We have a match going right now, a $500 match. This is a mixed listener that anonymously reached out to the radio station. Thank you so much for your generosity. We just need 50 people to donate $10, but again, $2, $5, whatever you can give, or if we can get 25 people to donate 20, we can get this match. It is all going to a really great cause. Marissa, thank you, and I'm so glad to see that you're doing well.
It was great to see you. I'm glad to see you doing well too, and great to always be at the station. Thank you both for being such great community advocates. What you represent here, it really makes a difference.
Oh, you're sweet.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.